I guess we go up those stairs, Annie said. What stairs? Said Jack. There. Jack looked through the dim light and saw the entrance to a stairway only a few feet away. Let's get out of here, he said. They ran up the stairs. At the top, they saw that they were in the hall that led to the entrance of the mound. They walked and walked and walked down the lamp-lit passage. Finally, Jack stopped. I don't remember this hall being so long, he said.
Me neither, said Annie. I guess those weren't the same stairs that we went down.
What should we do now? Said Jack.
We better keep going, said Annie.
Yeah, we don't have much choice, said Jack. They started walking again. They rounded a corner and came to a door.
Oh, great, said Annie.
Wait, we don't know what's on the other side, said Jack. Go slow, be careful.
Okay,
said Annie. Slowly and carefully, she opened the door. Then she peeked out.
Yippee,
she said softly. Annie stepped into the fading daylight. Jack stepped out after her. The sun had gone down. They were standing outside the gate of the Dragon King's palace. They could see the market not far away. The stalls were closing for the day.
We're safe, said Annie.
Jack breathed a huge sigh of relief. Just then, a gong sounded. It was coming from the tower of the city walls.
Oh, man, they're going to close the gates, said Jack.
He clutched his sack as they took off. They charged up the street. They ran past the market. They ran past the rich houses, past the poor houses. Their straw shoes fell off, but Jack and Annie kept running barefoot. Just as the giant wooden gates started to close, they tore through them. They charged across the bridge and kept running up the dirt road, past the farmhouse and through the field. By the time they reached their tree, Jack's lungs ached, his heart pounded, his feet burned. He followed Annie up the rope ladder. When they got inside the treehouse, Jack collapsed.
Let's go home, he said out of breath.
He reached for the Pennsylvania book.
Wait, said Annie, looking out the window. They found each other.
Who found who?
Said Jack, panting. He dragged himself to the window and looked out. Two figures embraced at the edge of the field.
The silk weaver and the man who takes care of the cows, said Annie.
Oh, yeah, said Jack.
Bye,
Annie called to them. The couple waved back. Annie sighed happily.
We can leave now, she said.
Jack opened the Pennsylvania book and pointed at the picture of the Frog Creek Woods.
I wish we could go there, he said.
The wind started to blow. Jack looked out one last time at the Chinese couple. They seemed to be glowing like stars. The treehouse started to spin. It spun faster and faster. Then everything was still. Absolutely still. Chapter 10, The Ancient Legend. Jack opened his eyes. He was wearing his own clothes and his sneakers. The cloth sack had turned back into his backpack.